Hi, it's Louisa Tanner Munson from feelgoodastrology.com, and this is a short recording for a good friend called Tom Evans, who has written an amazing book that is about to be launched on the 10th of January 2020. And I said to him, because it's a book called Soul Waves, it's about a future history, it just sounded really, really interesting. So I wanted to have a look at his choice of launch date, because it also just happens to be a full moon, but not just any old full moon, it's also a lunar eclipse. And Tom just happens to like pick these dates out in a way that only Tom can do it. You can actually have a look at the book at tomevans.co. And I'm actually looking at it on Amazon at the moment. I'll just give you a quick description of it before I give you the my reading of his launch date. So it says, Soul Waves is a metaphysical and cosmological adventure across space and time. If you've ever wondered where we are heading, this book explores a possible near future for humanity and the Earth. If you've ever wondered where we came from, be prepared to turn your thinking on its head. If you've ever wondered if anyone is pulling your strings, this book will make you think again about chance encounters or serendipities in your life. If you've ever suspected you're a part of something bigger than you can imagine, then this book is for you. Soul waves are the missing dark energy and dark matter that cosmologists can't find. They bond people to people, moons to planets, planets to stars, and stars to other stars to form galaxies. Soul waves are also integral to the cycle of life and death. When this book proper begins in 2059, China has become the predominant force on the world stage. You'll discover that events on planet Earth and all the other sentient planets are nano-managed by greater and even more pervasive forces. Wow, that sounds like quite a book. So I've drawn up a chart for his launch date. Now, I've actually set it for 12 minutes past 7 p.m. because that's actually the time of the full moon. So according to when Tom actually decides to launch it on that day, that could change the exact position of the moon and the ascendant and the midheaven. However, this will give you quite a good sort of energetic update as to the launch date and what it's encapsulating, what it's capturing. Now, on top of all the usual planets, I've also put in Chiron, who I always work with. He's a wounded healer. I've also put in asteroid Huma, H-U-M-A, to represent humanity, seeing as that's part of the book. This is a book for humanity. It's like a gift for humanity. I've also put in asteroid Soli. There isn't an asteroid Soul Waves, so that was my closest to it. I also put in asteroid moons because Tom wanted to launch it on a full moon. So let's see what comes up. So at the time, date and place of this launch, we have got a very, very interesting set of circumstances, because the date that he's chosen is actually just before a super date, a super conjunction in the sign of Capricorn. And we've got the Sun, we've got Mercury, we've got Ceres, we've got Saturn, we've got Pluto, all in a conjunction together, which makes it a very, very, very powerful time. And when I look at this chart, the first thing that really strikes me is the fact that its ascendant is in the sign of Leo, meaning that the sun, our warm, warm sun, is the main planet that we need to really consult. And like I just said, it's in a really super conjunction at this time. So the sun is conjunct Mercury, it's conjunct Ceres, it's conjunct Saturn and Pluto. And Saturn and Pluto are in a really tight conjunction in the sign of Capricorn. Now, Capricorn is the sign of big business, it's the sign of governments, it's the sign of all great legislative houses, everything that would seek to control humanity is really represented by Capricorn, because there's no greater aspiration for people who want power than to control everything and to control the infrastructure. And Capricorn really does manage the infrastructure of things in such a way to make its power absolute. Now, Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn, and Saturn itself as a planet is very much to do with the micromanagement and to set up legislation. Saturn is also like the Great Father. Saturn is one of the representations that we can find in astrology to represent the Father, and it represents quite serious parenting, and quite determined, very much about discipline and following rules and regulations. Now, Pluto, that Saturn is also in conjunction with, is about absolute power and the transformation that comes about through the absolute power. I like to think of it, you know, when you're having a Pluto event in your chart, it kind of feels like you're being crushed and like your flesh is being torn off your body until you're stripped right bare. And then you can slowly, from that disassembled place, start to put everything back together again in a new form, in a form that works for you. So the kind of transformation that Pluto is hinting at is that there is an absolute possibility to recreate the systems in place for humanity. But it's in the sign of Capricorn, which is very much big business. So it's fascinating that Tom has chosen a time to represent his vision of the future of humanity at a time when there is a conjunction representing superpowers really taking control of humanity in a very absolute way. Now, it's also in a conjunction with Ceres. Now, Ceres is otherwise known as Demeter, according to whether you're in Greek or Roman mythological terms. But Ceres is like Mother Earth, so she sounds all warm and fluffy. But she also brings up the idea of how we manage Earth. And if you think about it, Mother Earth, if you believe in Mother Nature or Mother Earth, then she's the ultimate in multitasking. Because she knows when every tree needs to wake up. She knows when they all need to lose their leaves. She knows when the birds need to feel the call of nature to migrate. She coordinates everything with such finesse. Everything goes according to her plan, and she knows what's going on. And so it's very interesting. In a birth chart, Ceres is also often used as a representation of the mother. So it's interesting that at the time of Tom's launch, you've got a representation of the Great Mother, the Great Mother Spirit, in a conjunction with Saturn and Pluto, to do with powerful transformation and very strong systems in the sign of Capricorn of big business and governments, etc., etc. And the sun is there. The sun is expressing itself. So the ego of the book is very much about examining and exploring these superpowers and our relationship with those powers. And like the book synopsis says, it's about understanding the missing dark energy and the dark matter that bond people to people, moons to planets, planets to stars, and stars to other stars to form galaxies. So it really brings in this idea that we are part of something much bigger. And he said that when the book begins, China is the predominant force on the world stage, and that you'll discover that the elements on planet Earth and other sentient planets. So it's bringing in this element of something bigger than just the earthly model. So where might we see that? Well, that's where I like to look at Uranus. Uranus is very much like, if you look at the symbol for Uranus, it looks like an old-fashioned TV aerial. Uranus is very much about things that are far out, that are different, that are eccentric, that are covered by airwaves. So Uranus represents the internet, it represents thought forms. It's very strong in the charts of futurists. It's very strong in the charts of people who claim to be clairvoyant or psychic or telepathic, people that pick up information intuitively through waveforms. So Uranus is a key planet. And at the time and date of Tom's launch, Uranus is in the ninth house of this launch chart, representing that Uranus is in the place of being far out. The ninth house is about exploring. It's about higher belief systems. It's about everything that we can't quite comprehend but really want to. It represents things that are foreign to us, and it represents our spiritual values and spiritual teachings, things that take us outside of our usual comfort zone. So it's very much a way to instruct and help expand people's minds and for them to connect. I suspect one of the premises for Tom's book is to actually connect people into a sense of who they really are, so that they can start to intuit and interpret the signs around them in a way that's helpful for the evolution of humanity. I would be very surprised if there isn't an element of this, given that Tom is such an amazing writer and also a wizard on the side. So I'm quite excited, I have to say. Now, Uranus's position in the ninth house is an antagonist to the conjunction with Saturn and Pluto. It's in a square energy. So Uranus, which I see as being the true purpose of Tom's book, Uranus is challenging the status quo. Uranus is enlightening and giving information to people to challenge the status quo and to make them realize that they are part of something much bigger. Not only that, but Uranus is also there to challenge humanity. So Tom's book is also to challenge thought forms and to make humans sit up and think about their position in the world. Moreover, because I forgot to say, I also put in asteroid China to represent the superpowers that Tom speaks of. Uranus is also in a square to China, representing that the ideas that he comes up with could actually reveal a big galactic master plan and possibly create some tensions. So it's quite a well-placed time to launch his book. What I really like about the launch time of his book is that the big conjunction that I speak of is in a lovely trine energy to the midheaven at the time, and also to asteroid Vesta. Now, Vesta is about the sacred flame that lives in all of us. From my perspective, it represents the sacrum. It represents the womb of humanity. It represents everybody's metaphysical womb, whether we're females or men. That creative force within us is captured by the placement of Vesta in a chart. Vesta is about the alignment that we all have and how we express it. So this book is about expressing Tom's alignment in such a specific and beautiful way, to be of service to others. And I really, really like it, and how it forms a trine to the sun, to Mercury, and it's just lined up really, really beautifully. It's also in a trine to Jupiter, giving it a lot of energy and a lot of natural promotion, that this book will reach the people who it needs to reach in an elegant way. Vesta and the midheaven are also in a beautiful sextile energy to the North Node and asteroid Suli, representing the soul wave, solely. So the asteroids to do with soul waves is in a conjunction to the North Node. Now, the North Node is showing our direction, our karmic direction at the moment. So our karmic direction is actually to connect into the soul waves. It is actually to understand the soul waves. It is actually to learn who we are. Really, truly, it's to learn who we are. And at the very time and date and place of Tom's launch, the North Node at 8 degrees, 26 in the sign of Cancer, is in opposition to Jupiter, meaning that Jupiter is bang on the South Node. Now, Jupiter is the planet to do with expansion and shining a light on things. And the South Node represents what we come into this world with, our skills, our talents, and it represents our past, in particular our collective past. Now, if Jupiter is there shining the light on it, it's going to awaken up a lot of our talents. It's going to awaken us to who we really are. So there's a few different opportunities to see that this book is to enlighten, entertain, and wake us up to who we really are, and to make us aware of greater patterns that might exist, not just in our solar system, on our planet, but beyond that. So how perfect is that? Now, if Tom does choose to release this at the time of the new moon and the lunar eclipse, then The great big conjunction in Capricorn involving the Sun, Mercury, Ceres, Saturn and Pluto will be in a quincunx to the ascendant at 23 degrees in the sign of Leo. Now, a quincunx, I think, is quite a magical aspect. It's very exact, and it shows a magical tension, an ability to create some kind of synthesis in a very individual way. Leo is also the sign of a showman, and also the sign of gentle innocence and playfulness. And with this placement, a lot of the planets fall in the fifth house of creativity and sharing and writing, and it's very, very playful, and it's very, very innocent. So it's really meant to awaken people and stir them at a fundamental level, almost like a childlike level of curiosity. It's almost as if in our adult forms we actually realize we're still children, because our understanding of the world is really blinkered by our parents. And you know, for parents, you need to read our governments, our police systems, our education. Everything that holds us in place is essentially like a parent to us as adults. So this is awakening a sort of childlike curiosity in people as to who are they really. If you think of Leo in the zodiac, Leo is about sovereignty. It's about connecting into that magical place of sovereignty. And so if we awaken to a question, who are our parents really? Are they really the state? Or can we be sovereign ourselves? This is a very big question, which I suspect might not be directly answered within Soul Waves, but it's definitely going to be on the table. The last thing I'd like to say about this launch date, because I could go on for quite some time, that is my style, I'll be honest, but the position of the moon and asteroid Sol representing Soul Waves, and the north node representing our karma. So we've got our innocent emotions and behaviours represented by the moon, Soul Waves and our karma. They're in the 11th house. Now, the 11th house is about organisations, and it's a force of collaboration. It's a place of collaboration. So I see this as a place of co-creation. So I'm seeing the main axis or axes of movement in the chart for Tom's launch date as falling between the creation of this amazing story that can instruct and entertain and delight and inspire people. And it's going to inspire people to co-create, to do something together, to create a vision more beautiful than we can imagine, something that is a way for us to live in a way that's going to sustain us. So I really see this work, this book, Soul Waves, A Future History, I see this as being a work of creativity that will encourage mankind to co-create together. And on that bombshell, I'm going to leave you there. I hope you've enjoyed this synopsis of Tom's launch date and my description of what I'm interpreting his book to be all about. I would absolutely love to hear from Tom to see if I've picked up on that correctly or not. So Tom, thanks so much for giving me your time, place and date for your launch. I really, really can't wait to read my copy, and I think it's going to be a huge success. Anyway, if you found this useful, then please drop me a line. You can reach me at www.feelgoodastrology.com. Bye for now.